Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, otherwise known as the TTD, formerly the DDD. We're looking at Yuma 82 talking about training the kids. We learned in the Mishnah we do not afflict the children on Yom Kippur, but we train them prior to a year or prior to 2 years. This phrase leaps out at me on today's stuff. The idea of getting the kids involved, trying to train them, trying to teach them as they get older. That's the whole idea of chinuch, the whole idea of a katan shehegil lechinuch, a minor that comes to the age of chinuch. Some say it's 6, some say it's 9, it could be earlier, it could be later, but it's around the time where they really understand and try to have an ability to try to grasp concepts and understand the reasons and the meanings behind concepts and the like. So if a kid is at that age, that's when we could shake the lulav with them. We could have them help us prepare for Shabbos. We could have them help us build the sukkah. We could have them come with us to shul, obviously dafka on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we can have them being involved in different things, and they ask questions, we can give them answers, they can be involved. Of course, also on Yom Kippur, I know when I was 11 or so, I started trying to do my first fast. I think I remember maybe I was 11 in camp, I tried doing Shiva Sub Thomas, did not go well, did not feel well. I remember standing in the infirmary, eating some Chex, and looking at everybody going about their business and saying, oh boy, I'm going to have to fast in the next years, it's going to be a little difficult. Maybe I was 12, 11, somewhere around there. But the Gemara talks about how you should be a year or two earlier, training yourself to fast a little bit. If you can't do the whole day yet, at 11 or 10, maybe try to fast just till Chatzos. Maybe just try to fast till 12. Trying to teach the kids, train the kids a little bit. That's why a lot of people have the kids take naps during the day so they could fully be awake for the Seder, so that they're be involved in it, and we could give them different things. They could ask questions and learn about our beautiful, wonderful, rich heritage, learn about our history, learn about aspects of Judaism and everything involved. So make sure, just as the Gemara teaches about training the kids a little bit for the fast a year or two before, so too in general we should teach our kids, train our kids a little bit, especially shehegil lechinuch throughout their days. Join us next time as we talk to Yuma 83 here on Tani Talk Staff on the TTD.